Still issuing paper checks? Stick around while we give you 5 good reasons why you should no longer be issuing them.
Welcome to the AP Now podcast, the podcast that covers trends, insights, and emerging issues impacting every accounts payable function. Your host, Mary Schaefer, is the founder of AP Now, a B2B digital information and learning company focused on all issues related to AP. Stay tuned as Mary and her guests discuss the business intelligence you need to ensure a cost-effective, technologically efficient, fraud-resistant, regulatory-compliant accounts payable function. Without further ado, let's dive right in.
Hi, I'm Mary Schaefer, and today I'm going to talk to you about 5 reasons every company should eliminate as many paper checks as possible. Now, if you've ever heard me talk either at a conference or one of AP Now's webinars, you know that basically there's no love lost here between me and paper checks. I think that we should do away with them. And so I am going to spend a few minutes talking with you today, trying to explain why I think it would be a good idea for you to eliminate all or as many as you can paper checks from your operations. So if you're an American and you're listening to this, the odds are high that your organization is issuing at least 50% of your B2B payments in the form of paper checks. Americans love their paper checks. They know how to issue them. They're comfortable with them. It's the way we've paid our bills for a long time. The rest of the world thinks we're crazy, but that's besides the point. But let's now take a look at why our love affair with paper checks, maybe it's time to end it. So let's start off. I want to talk about the first issue, and that is the issue of cost. Sometimes people will say, well, you know, how much does it cost to issue a check? You spend 10 cents to have the check printed, another 10 cents for the envelope, 50 cents for the postage, etc. And they come up with a cost that is not that high. And the true out-of-pocket costs, when you look at it like that, aren't that high. But what they're not taking into account is, number one, all the human capital that goes into getting that paper check issued. They're not taking into account the cost of reconciliation, and they're not taking into account the cost of fraud protections, etc. So the true cost of issuing a paper check is not about a dollar the way a lot of us would like to think, but is probably closer to something like $20. Or if you're really efficient, if you have a really efficient operation, maybe $15 or $10. But at the end of the day, paper checks are a lot more expensive than you think they would. So the next issue that I want to talk about is that checks get lost in the mail sometimes. This doesn't happen when you pay with a card, with a credit card. It doesn't happen when you pay with ACH. But occasionally, despite all the jokes and all the snickering that might be going on, checks do get lost in the mail. And when they get lost in the mail, there's an expense with replacing them. You have to pay the bank for a stop payment, and then you have all the costs associated with reissuing the new check. In addition to that, there's a lot of additional manpower or person power, if you will, that goes into figuring out that the check was lost, dealing with the vendor who's not happy with you, who's wondering, was it really lost in the mail, or are they just saying it was lost in the mail, but they really didn't issue it, etc. And then you have to make sure also that you reverse the transaction on your books, and so the appropriate accounting needs to be taken into account. Now, one thing that I want to point out is that when you put a stop payment on the check, the stop payment is actually only good for 6 months. Now, in theory, at that 6-month point, the check will be stale dated and it shouldn't be cashed, but it has been known to happen. So uncashed checks or checks getting lost in the mail, lots of additional headaches and problems with them. Problems, by the way, that you don't have with ACH and with cards. Because with ACH, if something goes wrong, it goes wrong the next day, you're notified, and you're right on top of the situation in order to get it rectified. The next thing that I want to talk about, it's related a little bit, it's uncashed checks. So this is when you send somebody a payment, and they don't cash it. Now, you might think, oh, well, that's good. That's more money for us. We can put the money in our on our pocket and, you know, better for our company. But that in actuality is not the case. If you are a company, you are expected to turn that the value of that uncashed check over to the state as unclaimed property. When you do that, you're expected to do a certain amount of due diligence, and the states, each of the states have their own rules for how you do it, and the rules are very rigid. So additional work, plus you have to put the stop payments on, or many companies will put the stop payments on. You have to follow up to make sure that the person, you know, that you can't find the person. You have to send, in many cases, letters through registered mail. It's a royal pain. So if you don't have, if you haven't issued a check, but instead of paying by check, again, you paid by ACH. With ACH, you'd be notified the next day that the transaction didn't go through, and you would be right on top of it. With an uncashed check, companies wait 60 days, 90 days, sometimes even longer, to start doing their research, to start following up. And remember, you're not supposed to just take that money and put it back into ordinary income. When you do reissue, you have to, you pay the state, and then the money is paid to the state. So you don't hold on to it anyway. So why not just go ahead and give it to the rightful owner, do your research and find it. But again, if you weren't using a check, all these problems that I've been talking about are less likely to happen. Now, before I continue, I'd like to take a quick minute and invite you to subscribe to this channel, or if you're watching to it, watching this on YouTube, not only subscribe, but perhaps ring that bell to be notified when new episodes are posted, which we do two or three times a week. Okay, now back to our talk. The next problem that we run into is that when our employees work remotely, which, you know, happened a lot in the last year or so, sometimes getting the checks issued can be a real problem. If you're putting manual signatures on the checks, then you need to get two or three people in the same location in order for this to happen. Now, we heard some funny stories during the pandemic. In one case, the accounts payable manager and the controller were both driving to a park. When they both got there and they, you know, saw each other, the accounts payable manager would get out of her car and put the checks in a folder on a bench, and then she'd go back to her car. The controller would get out of her car and sit on pick up the folder, go back to her car, sit in there and sign the checks. And then when she finished, go out and put them back on the bench. And then the accounts payable manager would get out of her car, pick the checks up. Okay, a lot of unnecessary work. And in some cases, people were going into the office during COVID. They were designated as a necessary or an essential worker. So basically what I'm trying to get at is a lot of work, a lot of additional workarounds that just made the process more expensive, more costly, and, you know, a lot more cumbersome than if they were using ACH, for example. Okay, and now the last reason, and the reason that many people, at least hopefully not in recent times, but in the past, clung to their paper checks was float, because they could earn some money on that, on the value of those checks before the checks cleared. And this was a valid point, to be fair, when interest rates were something reasonable, you know, when they were, definitely when they were 15 and 20%, but even when it came down a little bit, there was some sense, that made some sense to it. When we look at what interest rates are today, this question, this issue goes right out the window. There is no value. There is no float. You know, Americans and our float, getting the value of the money, that has gone completely out the window. Now, of course, if your organization is having financial difficulty, that's a whole different story, but that's not float, okay? So paper checks, expensive. They get lost in the mail. We have to deal with uncashed checks. When we're working remotely, there's a problem, and there's next to no float involved anymore. So why are we continuing to issue paper checks? So, as I said, not a fan. By the way, you may also like episode 81, which is on 7 reasons why your AP department metrics may be down this year, not exactly what you think. If you're listening on YouTube, a link will appear momentarily to the left. And if you like this episode, regardless of where you're watching it, we always appreciate a thumbs up and a share. Mm-hmm.